Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show with Mary Lau of the Retail Association, Kaylee Work of the Recorder's Office, and Dan Mason, Program Director for News Talk 780, KOH, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going today, and we're pleased to welcome back to the program Mary Lau, the President and CEO of the Retail Association in Nevada. Dan Mason is the Program Director for News Talk 780 KOH, who had a fantastic ratings book, so congratulations on that.
Thank you, thank you.
And Kaylee Work is the Washoe County Recorder. Pleasure to have you all here. So let's start out with the news that broke last week that Roger Norman and Lance Gilman are in escrow for what is now the second largest industrial park in Nevada. They, of course, owned the previous largest industrial park with the Tahirino Industrial Center, over 5,000 acres. What are your thoughts on Fernley? And you live in Silver Springs. How much of an effect is this going to have all the way around that region?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see because it still has to follow the path of water. It still has to follow the river. It has to go into certain serious modes of how to do it. And Fernley, when they first incorporated, they made some huge mistakes. They settled early on the sales tax, the ad valorem tax, and they've tried through many sessions to go back and change that and how it's done and things. So it's going to be interesting because they're going to be following the path, I would assume, of Story County. Make it easy, make it often, and let's work together. And I think as more and more of this stuff comes into play, water comes into play in a big way. I think Vidler will have a role in some of this as things move forward. So it's exciting times for Northern Nevada.
Did they have, now they own the water for Honey Lake Valley, which they moved to the North Valleys. Do they own other large tracts of water, to your knowledge?
They have other areas of water that they've negotiated and they've worked with and stuff like this. I know they had a big meeting in Stagecoach a while back for Southern Water out there and things, because all of this is ends up having to be supported too through Lyon County and things, because you can't just travel up and down Interstate 80, which is why we have the USA Parkway now, which thank you, Mr. Gilman, I totally love. And but Lyon County is way behind on infrastructure, roads and stuff, And they're the ones that have the water issues.
Yes, huge.
So I know that Vidler was having some forums and stuff, but of course I'm not on the inside track of what Vidler does, but I do know that they have made some approaches and they can make water available, because in reality, I've been told a long time ago, we don't have a water issue, we have an infrastructure issue with our water, and with the proper dams and proper this and that.
And the reality is that, you know, as long as you have the money, you can get the water.
Yes.
That's not going to
be an
issue.
You can get the gold. You've got the gold, you can get anything you want.
Exactly. So Dan Partholz, the developer, was on the program last week, and I was asking him, you know, basically where the center of the region was. He says Sparks.
Yeah, I think I might agree with that. There's an awful lot going on, and it's all heading that way. To the infrastructure point, who's going to expand the freeway, and when's that going to happen? Because if you've ever driven out there during morning or afternoon rush to USA Parkway, it's not pretty. So it's only going to get worse if we're going to expand more into Fernley. So to your point, Mary, are they ready for the infrastructure? I don't know if they are.
Well, that's federal dollars, too.
Right.
Interstate 80 is largely fed, and the way you get federal dollars is warrant. So part of the warrant is the blockage, but you can also stagger your shifts and stuff like this. But in order to get more federal dollars and more federal right-of-way, you have to have warranted.
All right, so Kaylee, the thing that I've been thinking about for a long time is the RTC and transportation that would go from Fernley, perhaps even from Fallon, to get to TRI and to Reno Sparks. Mm-hmm. And that would take, you know, a lot of pressure off the roads. Tesla and other companies out at TRI are already doing their own private version of this. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's any thought that the RTC should expend money in that direction, and would people use it?
You know, it's interesting. You know, this announcement just came out, and I think the expectation is that it could bring about 10,000 new jobs to Fernley, to that area. And I'm sure we'll see folks come in from Fallon, leaving Reno and Sparks to go out to this new center as well. So yes, it could put stress on our roads, but then you also have to look at, okay, what is the current population of these places, Fallon, Fernley? Fernley, for example, I read that 60% of their population is actually going out of their region for work. So does this 10,000 open new opportunities for them to stay and work in their home? I don't know. So that might have some overlap there as well.
You know, one of the things that the USA Parkway was supposed to do and is doing was open up Silver Springs and other places along that highway for development, homes, and for businesses. Are you seeing the beginnings of that already?
Yeah, you're seeing that a lot. And you make a great point in the fact that people will not have to commute as much, which is going to alter the availability of workers in Reno Sparks area and stuff. And yeah, and Silver Springs, Lyon County, that last leg now is being widened as far as the last leg to get to the junction of 95A. And it's quite crowded. For rural Nevada, it's traffic and stuff like this, but it's doing what it was supposed to do. And there's more work that's happening on 95 alternate going into Fernley to get ready for some of this, but there's areas that the amount of landfill and stuff it would take to do some of that is a little difficult too. But.
And then you look at Urington, and the mine is just about to come online here.
Finally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, it was a struggle, but they're getting there. But I mean, you know, are we ready for this kind of population increase?
Well, that's probably the big question, because we've already seen some of the growing pains from the fact that TRI is a great example of how we thought it would be this successful, but maybe not this fast. And now we're moving on to this in Fernley, and we've already got a housing problem as far as costs go. There's a lot of questions that I think are going to need to be answered.
Again, referring back to Partholz, he was talking about the man camp that they're building in downtown Reno for 225 accommodations. This is the kind of things that we've seen at construction sites around the country and oil drilling areas. Do you think that is the wave and solution?
I think so. I think we'll have to see, I think we'll have to expand on that in other areas that are growing populations pretty quickly. I think Dan just touched on it. We've seen a lot of stress to the housing affordability in our area from TRI when that happens. So I like us to use that as kind of a learning experience, if you will, as we continue to grow and develop in those areas.
But the interesting thing about that is that we're still not, if you include inflation, up to the rates we were at before the recession, the last time we had a housing boom in Northern Nevada.
Well, I want to see Dan Mason's hair go on fire when I say this. We need to straighten out our tax structure, because we're asking our local governments to do much stuff, with the ad valorem being messed up the way it is, with the depreciation the way it is. We should lower our sales tax, put in a services tax, make sure a piece goes into local governments and stuff, and give them the opportunities to do the work that we vote for them to do. It didn't spark.
I'm just happy I still have some hair.
Okay.
that's a positive, too. I don't necessarily disagree that they've got to restructure, because there are clearly issues since the property tax cap came into effect. Whether or not the general population is going to move off of that, that remains to be seen.
And it's interesting that while we have the court battle now over the two-thirds majority to pass taxes or increase taxes or retain taxes, we still have not dealt with the differential between what businesses pay and what homes pay in terms of the caps, one being 3%, one being 8%, which is, to my understanding, unconstitutional. Yeah. You want to respond to that real quick?
I might have passed that one on.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. And I don't blame you.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot, with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company, with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small, with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundits show going here today with Mary Lau, Kaylee Work, and Dan Mason. Kaylee, you run the recorder's office, and you were on the program the last time talking about utilizing blockchain technology. What advice do you have for others out there who have considered this, are confused by it, but do you feel that they should be looking more deeply into this because it'll be more efficient for them?
Sure. You know, for blockchain technology, what I would say is that it's a technology. So it's a tool. It's not the solution, right, to anything that you're looking for. Like so many technologies, I think the technology is built and then people go looking for the solution. I think this is kind of a very similar case of that. We use on my office to help authenticate public records, certified public records, things like your marriage certificate. And it's been really, really beneficial for us, because now we're not walking around with paper in our hands. We have an opportunity to do some of that more digitally now. And so when we look for those opportunities, that's where we're going. We're going to a digital environment. Blockchain provides transparency, provides trust in the system. It also remove some of the third party intermediaries, which can be beneficial, but could also be problematic. So I think really doing your research and learning that it's a technology to help channel through some of your workflow, it could be very useful.
Mary, you did a lot of studying of this when this topic first.
I love
first.
It.
Yes.
I love it.
So share with us your enthusiasm.
Well, exactly how you're using it, and my congratulations to you, because when Elise Cafferata had that seminar up at the museum and everything, and one of the presenters, I believe she was out of Illinois, was doing the local government side of the blockchain technology and stuff. Because we have so much problems with even, you know, 16-bit encryption is so passe now that it doesn't mean anything. So when you get the blockchain going, and you're right, it's transparent, but it's hidden. And you can't, it's not breakable yet. Somebody will figure out how to do it, and then it'll be another block, another chain or something.
Sure.
I mean, it'll all evolve. Technology evolves, but anything that can be done to store records, simplify records, serve them up in a better way, and help government become more efficient, and business, of course, but this is more government-oriented with your conversation. I'm impressed. I'm impressed that you went there.
Dan, is the broadcasting industry taking note here and at least attempting to get involved?
Not that I'm aware of. And when you
Chris,
talk
they're
about
still sending out paper invoices.
You talk about people confused about blockchain. Okay, I'm one of them. So I'm still trying to grasp what it's all about. But to your point, anything that's going to make government more efficient, do it.
Well, our grocers use it all the time, too. It's part of your logistics. It's part of your delivery systems. It's part, you know, Walmart's got huge interest in blockchain and stuff. And Kroger is amazing how they've taken stuff forward and everything. I mean, it goes all the way up to your from UPC codes to when you cook it and put it in the dishwasher when you're done. It's blockchain technology.
You want the last word?
No, I'll just say, no, it's a fantastic example that you just brought up in the grocery industry, right? You can be sitting at your dinner table, and if you wanted to check where this salad came from, you can actually track it. Mm-hmm. I think Walmart is doing that now, or they're exploring that, and I think that will be the future. You will be able to go back to say, where was this actually, what steps through the process? I mean, from farm to table, right? Each step
literally.
Of the way, literally.
Literally.
Yes. Literally. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll try to inform Dan some more, and me, and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going with Mary Lau, the President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, the Washoe County Recorder, Kaylee Work, and Dan Mason, the Program Director for News Talk 780 KOH, and also runs the morning show. So Mary, I wanted to talk to you about the Tom Steyer campaign. And what's occurred to me with this billionaire running a campaign that has already delivered probably a dozen mailers to my house is he the John Connolly of 2019, where he's going to spend a fortune and get no votes?
You just summed it up. That would be it, yeah.
Our younger listeners are now going to their Google
and
figuring out.
Yeah, so what did Sam just say?
Who's John Connolly?
A very late entry, but it's a late entry from somebody that nobody knows. I mean, Nevada knows Tom Steyer because he, you know, butts into our business all the time. The Democrats love him because he spends a bunch of money. California loves Tom Steyer because the Democrats love him and he spends a bunch of money. And look at the mess they've got over there. And what does he have to offer? What can he bring to the table? I mean, they've got a few billionaires up there. They're on their way out, de Blasio and stuff like this. It's like, little too little too late. I don't care how many mailers you get. At a certain point in time, those become annoying. You know,
aren't we the only ones?
Robocalls, mailers, everything else. I mean, it's so passe on running campaigns, but he is bringing in to date, you know, trying to catch up on something that he hasn't even laced up his tennis shoes on yet.
I'm against that reference to tennis shoes. But well, I mean, it just seems kind of crazy that that Steyer is spending all this money on, by the way, a technology. Now we're talking about blockchains, which is now in the future, and we're talking about mailers, which is 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. Tom Steyer's not the only one on the Democratic side who's got a recognition problem.
I'd say the least.
If you go to Iowa and start asking about all of these people, you get an awful lot of, I don't know. That's ultimately going to be a problem. I'm sure it'll sort itself out because the Republicans went through this with 20 candidates a few years ago. So we kind of know how it's eventually going to play out. But Tom Steyer's just got lots of money to spend and he's basically a bully.
Kaylee, you want to dive in on that one?
Yeah, you know, I think what we've learned is, I mean, the candidates who spend time are going to, you know, really excel in the polls. They're going to excel here on the ground. And I haven't seen that yet with Tom. But the mailers, yep, will continue. And I think we're going to get them everywhere. We're going to start getting the Facebook ads. And I think we already see some of that already. But
isn't there an irony, though, to a multi-billionaire running as a Democrat?
I don't think so.
In campaigns of millionaires and billionaires, to quote a certain candidate?
You know, I think it's interesting because I think he's running on a platform, one, climate change, and two, getting corporate dollars out of elections. Is that kind of what he's running on?
Which is where he raised his money.
Okay.
Yeah, except for his money, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
so I can spend more. So I do see that he's putting a lot of his money right into his campaign. It'll be really interesting to see who else comes out and supports him and you know, are big donors to his campaign as well.
One of the things that Dan was mentioning, you know, is you know, the campaign on the ground. And Elizabeth Warren was really the first out of the gate with getting people on the ground, not raising big dollar donations, but putting people on the ground. Former Kristen Orthman, former communications chief for Harry Reid, is the communications chief for her. Do you think this makes a difference?
I think it'll make a difference in the long run because it's the ground game that now wins elections. But, you know, this is not a softball to you. But I'm not interested in candidates that won't come on shows, that won't be interviewed, that won't discuss the issues. And by the way, don't want the list in advance of what the questions will be. It's like, have the courage to be interviewed, have the courage to have an honest conversation. Don't interfere with my dinner time. Don't send me a bunch of shit that I'm going to throw away anyway or shred. That's a technical term. Shredding. And then, you know, and be honest and tell me where you are. So the ground game plays into that because you meet a lot of people over hot dogs and beer. And you get a chance to talk to people, and then their people talk to people.
And the Warren campaign reached out to this program several months ago. We've had several conversations since. We're talking about a date for Ms. Warren to come onto the program. So yes, I couldn't. And to back you up, I'm not voting for people anymore that don't. And it doesn't have to be this show, but candidates need to go onto programs and talk about subjects in depth, not just, hi, how are you? I'm eating a hot dog at the fair. And if they're not going to do that, I'm not voting for them.
And people need to ask the right questions, which we don't seem to be getting a lot of. Just saying.
Well, and I don't...
The debate questions? You mean the softball debate questions?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, and part of the problem is that this is now moved. You know, years ago, Good Morning America moved from the news division of ABC to the entertainment division, and it has never moved out of that category. So there is a portion of the program that is news, but the majority of the program is entertainment. We have now seen all of our 24-hour news networks move into the entertainment division. Would you agree or disagree?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting about these races, and I think we're very, very lucky to be in the state we're in. Nevada has a lot, we have a lot of eyes on our state right now because we are the third state to caucus for the primary, and so I think Senator Warren is a very strong candidate. I think others have been, I started getting calls from presidential candidates 6 months ago, so they're here. I think Senator Harris will be a strong candidate for our state. It'll be interesting to see how this unfolds and as we whittle down for the primary election.
Have you made a decision yourself yet?
I have endorsed Senator Harris. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that's where we have to leave it, folks. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting cycle, and the election is only, a year and a half away. We have plenty of time.
That's depressing.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.